This is the Tory Lowe Show on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
White people are gonna cry.
Justice Wisconsin, the truth, the most requested advocate in the state. 101.7 FM. The movement continues. Yeah, yeah. Yeah. Milwaukee, stand up, stand up. It's Tory Lowe, the truth, from one to four. We about that action, so tap in and let's go. We want that justice, we want all the smoke. From Monday through Friday, trying to bring the city hope. Yeah, Tory Lowe from one to four, Monday through Friday, let's go. We about that action from the block, and we ready, let's go. Tap in, and it ain't no holding back, we ready.
101.7 The Truth. Tory Lowe, Tory Lowe Show, live from American Family Insurance Studio at The Avenue. The movement continues. The marathon continues right here on 101.7 The Truth. Hey, look, my question of the day is, are you going to buy directly from China now? China is saying that they want Americans to buy directly from them with the tariff wars going on. Are you buying directly from China? I want to know. And how do you feel about it? 833-212-1017. Talk to text 833-212-1017. Also, I want to get into this story about Carmelo Anthony and the stabbing. And give everybody an update on what's going on with this situation. Once again, Carmelo was one of the young people that was involved in a situation where there was a stabbing and another young man lost his life. This is something that everybody's been looking into very closely. I call it OJ 2.0, where as far as the racial tension, you know, everybody's in the comments. People are going back and forth as getting racially tensed in the comments. But the 17-year-old was charged with first-degree murder in the stabbing of a teen at the Frisco track meet. This was earlier this month. He had a bond reduced. Now he's out. He had $1 million bond from $1 million, and now they reduced it to $250,000. He's out. He has an ankle bracelet. He's on house arrest. He cannot move unless it's okay with the courts. But he's out of jail. He's home. And I'm telling you right now, I've been watching this situation and just listening to all sides, and I'm going to tell you this. This is what I'm calling it. I'm calling it it's kind of intense, like the OJ trial, OJ Simpson 2.0. That's what that's the tension level of this situation in 2025, where you see people insulting each other in the comments, racially motivated language over this situation. We got some video on this. On an update on Carmelo Anthony and the bond being reduced and granted house arrest. If you're watching this, we broadcast live. Let's listen.
Anthony has been released from the Collin County Jail after posting bond. A judge reduced his bond this morning from $1 million to $250,000. He's facing a murder charge after police say he stabbed another teenager, Austin Metcalf, while at a track meet at a Frisco high school. Stephen Dial is in McKinney with more. Stephen.
Carmelo Anthony left the Collin County Jail in a suit but had nothing to say to the reporters before he got into that vehicle. The district court judge says that she looked at all the factors in this case, him not having a criminal history, and that led to her making her decision to reduce his bond. 17-year-old Carmelo Anthony was silent after bonding out of the Collin County Jail and being placed on house arrest.
How is this self-defense?
2 days after the family of Austin Metcalf buried their son, they were at the Collin County Courthouse for a bond reduction hearing Monday. Carmelo Anthony is accused of stabbing and killing Metcalf at a Frisco track meet earlier this month.
the case has quickly become national news, drawing a lot of attention, resulting in threats and increased security at the courthouse.
Threats and, talk of race war and all kinds of insanity isn't good for, obviously, the Anthony family. It's not good for the Metcalf family.
Cameras were not allowed inside the courtroom, but we did capture the Anthony family arriving. His father, Andrew, testified in the hearing. District Court Judge Angela Tucker said that she's never gotten this volume of calls and had to have this level of security in the courtroom in her 13 years on the bench. Court documents say Anthony stabbed Metcalf during a fight. When an officer arrived, court documents say Anthony told the officer, "I was protecting myself." Collin County District Attorney Greg Willis spoke after the hearing.
The judge has made the call, and so what's important is what's next. And it's our job to be level-headed, to be fact-based, and to follow the truth wherever it leads.
Anthony's father testified he's taking a leave from work because of the incident, and his wife is a stay-at-home mother with three other children. During the hearing, the prosecution brought up the fact that more than $400,000 have been raised for the Anthony family, saying a reduction is not needed because they have the funds. A big question in this case will be, why did Anthony bring a weapon to a high school stadium? It's a question that was asked of his attorney.
That's an understandable question, but it's not something that, frankly, we're prepared to even go into.
Now, in the opening statement to the media from that interview that you just heard, he led with talking about self-defense. Again, the court documents mention self-defense. We'll have to wait and see how that defense will be made in court when things pan out. Now, according to the judge, the terms of the bond are house arrest and ankle monitor. She told him to stay off social media, and he has to personally call her bailiff every Friday morning, not his parents, but him. And there's a list of other things that is set. And if he violates that, he'll return to the Collin County.
He got to walk on eggshells. That's what it sounds like. But if y'all been watching this case, chime in, 833-212-1017. Talk to text 833-212-1017. Or get in the chat and holler back. Al in the chat, he says he shouldn't be charged. Mo, the elephant, saying that they were looking for an opportunity to get their thoughts off their chest. The people in the comments with this situation, like I said, is racial tension with this situation. And I'll tell you this, I see some hypocrisy going on in this situation, because when Daniel Penny got on the subway and did that to the young man that was the Michael Jackson impersonator, they were for that. They was for that. Self-defense. And he went over there saying he was protecting others. He went over there. It wasn't even directly involving him. Okay? They was all for that. You know, this young man was approached in a tent by two brothers. And like I said, I think I see what I call hypocrisy, because it's not he don't have the connection, the complexion for the connection with some folks. You know what I mean? Rittenhouse came to the protest with a assault rifle. No, but he came with the rifle. Okay? All I'm saying is, where is the same energy? I don't see it. I just see that people looking at color, and I guess he don't got the right color. He don't got the complexion for the connection for some of y'all. You know what I mean? That's what I'm seeing. Not really a city girl in the chat says, "I'm glad he's home, but he will need protection because they might try to take the young man's life." I'll say this. When you see a situation like this, now, updated information, they didn't know each other. That's what they saying. Family came out and said that there is no history between the Metcalfs and Carmelo. There's no history. So this was one of those situations where they first said that it was some type of connection. Earlier reports, people was coming out on social media, something happened with him, his girl, some type of idea where they took his phone and crack. No, that was all social media. That's why I'm sitting back, and he got good attorneys. He got good attorneys. We going to see how this play out. It when somebody approach you in a certain type of way and do something to you, do you have a right to react, to respond? And you can't, I always tell people, and I've been saying this before this incident. I said, when you do something to somebody, you can't dictate how they do it back. Once you open up the door, you can't dictate how a person is going to respond, no matter what it is. Some of y'all got high blood pressure. Some of y'all want to walk up on somebody. Somebody, you think you the only one that you know, you coming up on somebody. You think that they're supposed to take whatever you trying to dish out. You're not anticipating what they can do. So once you open that door, anything can happen. I've been saying that. I've been telling folks, be careful when you out here dealing with people. That's why I always say, God bless you. That's why I always say, have a blessed day. That's why I ain't trying to argue. I don't want to argue with you. God bless you. Hey, it is what it is. You have a right to your opinion. God bless you. Because you don't know how far somebody is willing to take the disrespect or whatever you're trying to do. You don't know. I want to know what y'all feel about this Carmelo Anthony situation, Austin Metcalf situation. 833-212-1017. Talk to text 833-212-1017. Lines are open, Truth Nation. And my question of the day, are you going to get them goods from China? Are you going direct? Are you going to buy the stuff that they were selling for you at the high price from China for a lesser price? I want to know. Is this going to change the way you consume some of these items? A lot of y'all like the material items. But China had them for the dirt. They said China got them for the dirt. Hey. But I want to know how y'all feeling. I want to know. RC in the chat says, with the Kyle Rittenhouse protest, I wonder if they saw a skateboard to being relevant to an assault rifle. He should have been charged. We got K on the lines. K, you're on the new 101.7 The Truth. Tap in.
Hey, what's up?
How you doing, K?
Well, I got a couple things to say. I'm doing well. How about yourself, boss?
Blessings. I'm fine.
Good. Well, I think a couple things. I think that Carmelo should have been charged, right? Mm-hmm. I think anytime you have a situation that someone loses their life, right, there should be a charge, because really what the charge does is it allows an investigation to happen, right?
Okay.
If there is, so I think that should have happened. But I do believe that it is self-defense, and you are correct when you say, hey, somebody walks over to you, right? And then, of course, you know, one thing that they always bring up about African-American people is size, right? Both of these twins are big boys, right?
Right.
So naturally, no one can say that he wasn't intimidated. And then when someone actually puts their hands on you, right?
Right.
I think every precedent has kind of been set that if somebody touched you, and I heard you bring up Trayvon Martin, right? The big issue that happened with Trayvon was that he touched Zimmerman back, right? When Zimmerman was trying to leave, trying to kind of step away or whatever.
And they told him to stand down. Zimmerman, the police department told him to stand down as well.
Yes.
Right.
Yes. And then when Trayvon acted back, that's how Zimmerman was able to cash out with the self-defense thing. So at this moment, if that kid Metcalf put his hands on Anthony, because there, when it comes down to tents or anything like that, there isn't a rule that says you can't be there when
right.
you're a part of another team. So once he puts his hands on Carmelo, and I think that's one of the big reasons why you saw that reduction happen. He got his hands put on him, and then he acted. And like you said, the biggest thing, and I love that you said it, You cannot tell somebody how to react. Yes, me and you may think, okay, that was out of proportion, right? Mm-hmm. But how many times have we seen it played out where you do something and then someone does something of equal or greater,
right?
Damage. So that's my
thing. I see it all the time.
Yes, sir.
Hey, but like I said, you don't get to choose what level that is.
Yes.
Once you open that door. Well, thank you, Kay, for tapping in. Hey, 833-212-1017. Talk to text 833-212-1017. Chris, you're on the new 1017 The Truth. Tap in.
How's it going there, Brother Tory?
How you doing, Brother Chris?
Oh, I'm doing pretty good. Yeah, this situation just reminds me of the Alabama Brawl. Remember the Alabama Brawl?
Right. Yep. I remember
the incident in Alabama.
The chair.
Now, to me, my opinion, 99% of the time, when situations like this that occur between a white and a black, the white instigated the situation. It didn't have to even go that far.
Mm.
Even on the jobs, I see it all the time where whites are trying to intimidate and try to bully blacks. Everybody see it.
Right.
Because they know on the job is the only place where they got the protection.
People call me all the time, Brother Chris, because of situations like you just spoke of. I deal with it all the time.
So that should be a lesson for the parents. Tell your kids, your little white kids, not to put their hands on these little black people. Just like we got to teach our kids about the police.
Well, you know what? My grandma always told me to keep my hands to myself. Hey, blessings, Brother Chris, for tapping in. Thank you. Hey, look, when we come back, we got Jim on the lines. We're going to talk to Jim. We got some talk to text. We got some chat. We're going to try to get to it all when we get back. Truth Nation, stay locked in right here on Tory Lowe.
Don't touch that dial. The Tory Lowe Show will be right back on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com. This is the Tory Lowe Show on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
Woo! Y'all ain't know how, right?
Love that on that beat.
Let's go! No masterpiece. Hey. 10 bad babs and they after me.
Bad.
One bad bad look like a masterpiece. Looking for a dunk like an athlete. Big drip, what you call it?
Big drip.
Ice chain, peeled water.
Ice.
You got the cab, but can't afford them.
Cash.
You got the bad, but can't afford them.
Big.
Give me the beat, I ride it like a jet ski.
Hey.
So many bad, bad, they harassing me.
Bad.
They like me because I rap and be with the athletes.
101, serving the truth, Tory Lowe Show. DJ Brother Z on the ones and twos. Jim, if you're still out there, call back. I don't know what took place during the break. But a lot of people weighing in on the Carmelo Anthony Austin Metcalf situation that's going on. Once again, Carmelo Anthony is out on bail. A lot of restrictions, but he's out. And we'll keep everybody up on that. If you want to comment on that situation, 833-212-1017. Talk to text 833-212-1017. And get in the chat. Holler back. Kimberly in the chat says, T-Lo, the hypocrites are in full force on this case. They are mad because their narrative don't fit this time. The Anthonys are well off and the Metcalfs are not. I'll say this, the same people that's against Carmelo Anthony for what his situation looked like have been for white people that have taken stances for situations like this. I guess his color don't match. That's what I'm saying. His color don't match. Hey, because, a lot of people point that out, the hypocrisy. There's a lot of hypocrisy going on. I think that the racially, it's easy to try to make something racial when you try to look at the facts and the same people trying to call this situation a certain thing, but if this person was white, hey, and we have plenty of examples of that. Hey, that's what I'm seeing. That's what I'm seeing. Now, if you're seeing something different, hit me up, 833-212-1017. Talk to text, 833-212-1017. I want to know. Lana Banana. You're on the new 1017 The Truth. Tap in.
How you doing, King?
How you doing, Queen?
I'm fine, thank you. I want to give you a personal... I agree with Chris. I like what Chris said. Everything Chris said is true. I want to give you a personal experience of mine. I'll make it quick. It was years ago, a friend of mine that was playing on a softball team, male softball team. I used to DJ. Yes, I did. They wanted me to DJ at an after party that they had after the game they won. I went into a restaurant. It was a big enough space, a bar. The owner was white. He was behind the bar. And I asked him, I said, well, I'm the DJ. I'm supposed to be DJing for the softball team. Where can I set up at? And see, Tori, the thing is, we already discussed it between me and who had asked me to DJ. They wanted me to play jazz music because that's my favorite kind of music, jazz. Mm-hmm. I said, where you want me to set up at? He said, oh, you can set up right up there in the corner. He said, but I don't want to hear no rap. I said, what makes you think I'm going to play rap? I'm going to play jazz music. And then so I said, well, then can I play country and rock and roll? He said, sure, but you can't play no rap. I said, what's wrong with rap? You know, why do you think I'm you know, going to be playing rap? And he got loud. He said, what are you doing? You trying to call me racist? And the black people in there, white people in there looking at me like I was the one in the wrong. You know, and nobody said anything. And I was like, no, I'm not trying to call you racist. You just said you racist yourself. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, you know, white folks many times, they'll start things with us, and then when we, come back with something that they can't even come back with anything with, they just start getting loud and say, what do you mean, a racist? And they try to turn it on us, or the black people. You know
like,
what I'm saying?
Like a Ken or Karen situation.
Yeah, there you go. Yep. Yep, mm-hmm. And it's all establishment, and everybody looking at me like I'm in the wrong. The black and the white people that look at me like I'm the wrong when I wasn't. So I packed up my stuff and I left, and I never even went there ever again. Never.
Hey, like I said, it's games. It's games being played. I'm definitely seeing games being played with this Carmelo Anthony situation when you look at several other situations with the white young child. Similar situations, and they was all for that. Hey, I'm just saying. But if you don't see it like that, 833-212-1017. I love to hear it. If you think that Carmelo Anthony is guilty and should go to prison, I want you to call in 833-212-1017. I want to know because a lot of y'all was with Kyle Rittenhouse. And Penny. We saw this live. All right. Well, I'm gonna go on to this other situation that took place where you remember the young man that we talked about that killed his parents and sat in the house for you know a while they were in when he unalived them. This was in Waukesha. Let me get this. Let me make sure, because I know that we talked about it. But the one thing that we didn't know, that he had a plot to kill President Donald Trump and overthrow the U.S. government. Nikita Cassett, 17 years old, was arrested in March and charged with 2 counts of first-degree murder and 2 counts of hiding a corpse, according to Waukesha County authorities. And then come to find out he had a larger plot to kill the president, DJ Brother Z. It's making national news right now. We got video if you're watching as we broadcast live. Let's listen.
The FBI is accusing a Wisconsin teenager of murdering his parents as part of an extremist plot. Authorities allege he was planning to assassinate the president in an effort to bring down the U.S. government. Here's ABC's Dave Packer.
Wisconsin teen Nikita Kassop is currently being held on a $1 million bond. The 17-year-old is accused of murdering his mother and stepfather inside their Waukesha home back in February and stealing their car and leaving with the family dog. The Waukesha County Sheriff's Department says they found the bodies of 51-year-old Donald Mayer and 35-year-old Tatiana Kassop on March 1st during a welfare check.
The body was appeared to have been deceased for some time, was unable to definitively identify who it was.
Law enforcement eventually arresting Kassop during a traffic stop in Kansas 2 weeks later, saying they found a handgun, pried open safe, jewelry, and $14,000 cash inside the vehicle, as well as documents on his phone calling for the assassination of the President of the United States in order to foment a political revolution. Officials go on to claim Kassop killed his parents as part of an effort to obtain the financial means and autonomy necessary to carry out his plan. According to federal documents filed in court, Kassop shared the views of an extremist neo-Nazi group. The FBI describes the group as a satanic cult whose goal it is to incite chaos and violence. Kassop is facing 9 felony charges, including 2 counts of first-degree intentional homicide, but prosecutors hinted there could be more charges. He has not entered a plea. His next court appearance is set for May 7th. Dave Packer, ABC News, New York.
All right, so check this out. They said he a part of the neo-Nazi group that, you know, worship. You know, the devil, this is what they saying. But this was an extremist. And they're trying to, you know, I guess, start a revolution by killing Donald Trump. So this is what they saying. And y'all thought all of the white supremacists was on Trump's side. From the sounds of this, sound like this, whatever he a part of, they was trying to kill him. He was trying to come up with a way to do it. I wonder what is in the group chats, because if they know he's a part of the group, then it's got to be some type of group chat or something, because I'll tell you this, when they find out these young men do things like this, they be in group chats with people talking about it, discussing these plots, and I wonder why the rest of these people don't get rounded up. I wonder why. I'm interested if they got this kind of information that he's a part of this organization. To me, this sounds like domestic terrorism. First of all, it's murder. First of all, he killed his parents. But why would you kill your parents? They said he did it because he needed the financial means to pull off the plot. I don't know. Hey, we got Al on the lines. Al.
Well, first thing I want to say, all the people that's been trying to get at Trump have been white.
Mm-hmm.
So that ain't nothing new to
right.
us. But only white people know how white people work, and they have a very dark history. So that's a white people thing. That has nothing to do with us.
Mm-hmm.
Now, with the Carmelo situation, remember this. Any unwanted touch is an assault. And the only reason it's a lot of racial tension, because a lot of racist people always play victim when things does not work in their favor. And remember, they only stand by their guns and they only move in groups because they never does that alone. So any racial tension is coming from history, and they effed around and found out. So now when a racist get upset, their automatic goal is to play the victim. But if you keep your hands to yourself, it would not be no issue. And no, he should not be charged for murder, because black people been always been the nicest person. But I find it odd every time when a black person either protect themselves or use self-preservation, they always got to, you know, do some type of jail time. But when them white folks do it, them same black people don't be saying that about the whites. So I just wanted to share that information. Mm. Any unwanted touch is an assault. Learn how to keep your hands to yourself, and it won't be no smoke. But I just don't understand when it comes to racist whites. Why do y'all always want to play the victim? I mean, if y'all got that, if y'all that mad and upset, take it up with your mammy and your pappy, because they are the ones that failed you as a childhood. Either the mama was a drunk, the daddy was a cokehead, you know. So stop playing. Stop listening to Elvis Presley when you do your dope. And maybe you'll have a better life, because your beef ain't with the blacks. It's with your mother and your father that raised you. Take it up with them and maybe you will have a better life. Because you was robbed because your mother and father didn't love you enough. Stop playing church music when you snort your coke and maybe you will have a better life. Have a great day, everybody.
Oh, wow. Oh, wow. Hey, look, when we come back, we got some chat. We got some talk to text. We're going to try to get to it all when we get back. Truth Nation, stay locked in right here on Tory Lowe.
More of the Tory Lowe Show is next on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com. More of the Tory Lowe Show is next on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
Our fourth annual Tory Lowe Community Cleanup presented by 1MKE is in the books, and it was a day to remember. Over 10,000 gallons of trash was collected by nearly 300 volunteers in just one day. Together we made a difference and helped make the city a better place. Thank you to everybody that came out and showed love, came out and showed out for our community. And of course, thank you to our powerful partners, 1MKE, Cousin Subs, Raise Coca-Cola, Landmark Credit Union, and Waste Management. Hey, look, I'm telling you, you know, we can do amazing things working together. Everybody do a little, nobody ain't got to do a lot. We going to keep it moving. Hey, remember that Walk Against Violence is July 12th. Also, if you didn't make the cleanup, don't say, hey, Tory, I missed the cleanup. I can't wait till next year. No, we got the Clean Your Hood Challenge. Clean Your Hood Challenge. Get one bag, get one garbage bag full of trash up. Put it on social media, tag Clean Your Hood Challenge, and join the front lines. You don't have to, you know, we don't, you know how some people, you know, they think it ain't nothing else to do. Oh, I mean, I missed that. You know what? You know, next time. No, ain't no next time because you can still grind. You can still grind. Ain't no next time. You can grind right now by getting a bag, going out in your neighborhood, filling it up, one bag. And hashtag it, Clean Your Hood Challenge. It's powerful. Get the kids out. Get the family out. It's a teachable moment, teaching them how to get back to the community, helping out the neighborhoods. It's powerful. All right, well, we've been talking about this Carmelo Anthony situation. People been chiming in. People been chiming in the chat, in the talk to text. I'll tell you this. This is where we got to make sure that we understand that he has good attorneys now. And even though he spoke to the police officer while getting arrested, he said it was self-defense. He was defending himself. That's what he said. Now, I'll tell you this. They approached him. They came. They got in his face. The brother seemed like he ain't telling the same story. Austin Metcalf, he got a twin brother. It seemed like he ain't. It seemed like both of his stories that when the they shouldn't have never let him get on TV and say nothing. You know, he should have just kept quiet. Because it sounded like he not really describing. He's stuttering. Yeah, because he's trying to not say something that's going to be truthful. He's stuttering. Listen to the first interview. Get one of his interviews up, the brother that was talking. He's stuttering. The one with him and his mama. He's trying to be careful. He's trying to be careful because I don't, you know what, when people see something and they tell it, and they tell them what they seen, they ain't going to stutter. They may say the wrong word or like to try to describe it, but they ain't going to be up there, well, I ain't going to talk about that. You know, no. No, you stuttering too much for me. If you was there and you seen what happened, then why are you stuttering?
The one where he was on there with him and his mama. I said, man, this dude's stuttering. It don't make no sense.
If you never feel ready, that's completely understandable to me and everybody else watching. Hunter, thanks so much for being able to do this today. Just a little more about your brother, Austin. From what I understand, I think he has it in his social media bio, 3.96 GPA student, certainly definitely into football. And it looked, when I was looking into him last night, he was very interested in being recruited to play football in college.
Yes, sir. He was very highly recruited, just like coming out of his junior year. He's had a really great year, and everyone on the team, coaches, everyone new around the area just knew that he was about to do big things in football. But besides his GPA, man, that dude was extremely smart, always in the books. He just came to him real easy, and just him playing with football as well just made him just a great person overall.
Megan, we'll try this again, both of us, and we'll see how far we get. When I read your story last night, obviously this is not about me. I have a 17-year-old son. I live 20 miles south of you. My son's in Frisco every night playing soccer, and we have a lot of friends who knew Austin. So the circles got tight, and this hit really close to home. And I'm just so sorry for you. Can you explain us at all today how you feel? It's just got to be so. The word I keep coming back to, Megan, is incomprehensible. How could this happen at a track meet?
It is. He just took my son is gone, and I don't really have words. I've tried to figure out what I was going to say, but
he's just going to be so missed. It ain't no tears coming out.
Our family, but this whole community has really wrapped their arms around us. And if I could say anything to the nation, I would say to make sure that you just hug your babies tight.
And condolences, because she did lose a son. Condolences.
Hunter, I know you were there.
Because they did lose a family member.
Thank you, Megan. Take your time. Hunter, I know you were there when it happened. What can you tell us about what happened at that track meet? How could this thing that seems like is not on the menu of possibilities could happen? Again, I was at a track meet, by the way, on Tuesday. This is not something you think could ever happen. How did it happen?
So it was a really bad storm in the morning, and they had a lot of delays. And me, my brother, a couple of kids were walking back from the field house of the middle school because we attended that middle school when we went to middle school, and we were saying hello to old coaches and catching up with them. And then we're walking back to our stand. We put our tent up so all the bleachers were right there, were not wet from all the rain. We come back, we sit down, and this kid said something behind me. I've never met this kid in my entire life, never knew who he was. Said something just inappropriate and uncalled for, and I turned around and asked him who he was. He started getting really aggressive. My brother stepped in. He started being, you know, how he always is with me, just brothers, just having my back. And things started getting more like higher intensity. And the kid said some like aggressive stuff, like reckless stuff. And Austin tried to handle the problem.
You
see how he fumbled through that?
He always was willing to step up and be the person that would do the right thing. And he was doing the right thing by saying to this gentleman that you're not supposed to be reckless.
You know, I don't know. Like I said, tell what happened. He that was so general. And you know, reckless. And if you listen to the first one, this was the one he did with his mom, but he did another one on a news station. The stories don't sound like it's clicking. But like I said, first of all, condolences to the Metcalf family, because nobody wants to lose a loved one. First of all, let's get that out the way. We're not condoning any type of death, but what I'm saying is, if it went down and they approached him the way that we're hearing different stories, there was a black male that was there with his daughter, and he gave a whole nother take. He gave a whole nother take on this. Okay? So, like I said, It's three sides to every story. I just want to know, when you talk about when people are getting confronted, when people are approaching somebody, they didn't know each other. If you really felt some type of way, why didn't you go get one of the adults? Oh, y'all gonna do it. All I'm saying is, hey, you got to be careful. You got to be careful. You got to be more careful. You can't just walk up on somebody. Who gave you the authority to go do this? That's all I'm saying. Hey, all I'm saying is, I don't think that the brother telling what really happened. Because he kept it general. He said some words. Okay, well, go tell an adult. And why you approaching him? Y'all don't know each other. Why are you approaching them in the first place? Go get some. If this ain't right, go tell somebody. Go tell some of the grounds people, because every track meet got grounds people. I don't know no event with kids running track and it ain't no adults walking around. It was raining. It wouldn't have been too hard to find them under shelter. Why you got to do it? That's all I'm saying. It did, none of this had to take place. Now the question is, why did he have the knife? I don't know. I wasn't there. I don't know how he was living. I don't know his lifestyle. Okay, you asking why he had a knife. I'm asking why they approach him, and was it self-defense? Was he defending himself? And how was the level of aggression toward him? Was there any true aggression toward him where he had to tell, hey, don't put your hands on me. You don't know me. I know some of y'all are snapped right now. Somebody come try to grab y'all up. Officer, y'all sitting down. Somebody try to put their hands on y'all and you talking about who is you. I don't know you. What you talking about? I ain't saying, you know, what ensued is justified. I don't know. It's self-defense is justified. That's up for the courts. That ain't up for me to say. That's up for the courts, according to the law. Look, when we come back, I got another story of another plot. Somebody from Pennsylvania plotting to kill the president. We're going to talk about it when we get back. Truth Nation, stay locked in right here on Tory Lowe.
This is the Tory Lowe Show on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
T-minus. If you can count me out, I'm counting my bullets, I'm loading my clips, I'm writing down names, I'm making a list, I'm checking it twice and I'm getting them hit. The real ones been dying, the fake ones is lit, the game is off balance, I'm back on my the Bentley is dirty, my sneakers is dirty, but that's how I like it. You all on my I'm all in my bag, as hard as it get. I do not snow, I might take a sip, I might hit the but I'm liable to trip. I ain't popping no quick, but you do as you wish. I roll with some fiends, I love them to death. I got a few mil, but not all of them rich. What good is the bread if my is broke? What good is first class if my can't sit? That's my next mission, that's why I can't quit. Just like LeBron get my
101, 7 the truth, Tory Lowe show. DJ Brother Z on the ones and twos. Hey, look, we having a great conversation today about the situation going on in Texas with Carmelo Anthony. And like I said, if you got, you know, your opinion, you more than welcome to tell your opinion. I mean, this ain't that type of show. Long as you don't call in talking out the side of your face, I mean, you can say how you feel about it. So, hey, 833-212-1017, talk to Tex. 833-212-1017. Eddie, you're on the new 1017 The Truth. Tap in.
I know that ain't who I think it is.
Good day, Tory. How you doing today?
How you doing, Brother Eddie?
I'm doing good. There's two things going on here. If this kid who stabbed the other fella had nothing behind him and he had an avenue of escape, in Wisconsin, he'd be getting charged for sure with murder. Mm. Because if you, there is no self-defense if you have an avenue of escape, okay? In Texas, I think that's a stand-your-ground state,
right,
if I'm not mistaken. So maybe if he feels like his life was threatened, he can stand his ground. But I know in Wisconsin,
I know we got the castle doctrine. We got the castle doctrine law.
Yeah.
And I think that a lot of people use that as a stand-your-ground measure in the state of Wisconsin.
Yeah, and then it seems like every state's a little bit different. And every other year or so, they change the law, so it's really hard to keep up. Now they're going to have, for example, concealed carry. It's going to be national. It's going to be all 50 states now that Trump's in office and not 32 states. And you got to figure out if you're driving through New Mexico, you're okay. But if you go north of Colorado, you're not, you know. So
right. It
is what it is. But some of this might hinge on the fact that if he felt like his life was threatened and there was nothing behind him and he could have escaped, then they don't consider it self-defense because you have an avenue to defend yourself through escape. You see what I'm saying?
In the state of Wisconsin.
And I know that's how it was when I was younger, for sure.
Mm.
So
I think Texas is
changing those laws around the authority.
I think Texas is staying your ground.
Well, we'll see. It'll come out, but the whole situation's sad. So you have one boy dead and the other one possibly going to prison for 30 or 40 years.
Right, and they were great athletes.
At a track meet.
They both were great athletes at the same time. They both were college bound as well and good students. Good grade point averages was from what I'm hearing. It's just a tragic situation. Jay, you just proved my point. Thank you for tapping in. God bless you. Hey, when we come back, Truth Nation, we'll have more conversations. Stay locked in right here on Tory Lowe.
This is the Tory Lowe Show on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and 101.7thetruth.com.